Some states in Nigeria are already putting efforts together to achieve self-generated power. The mandate surfaced as soon as President Ahmed Bola Tinubu resumed at Aso-Rock. Most popular among these states is Lagos State. This should not be surprising as Lagos State ordinarily has the solid footing and all-round capacity to attain such seemingly unrealistic goal. Lagos is the commercial point of the country and sunk in the givings of that advantage is Alamosho, standing tall, as the most populated local government area in the state. Pertinence group in Egbeta Akawanjo. But is Alamosho really, standing tall, or, sitting short? I will say, sitting short, reason being that when you take out Egbeta Akawanjo, which appears like the most visible commercial ground in Alamosho, and maybe a very little portion of Egbe Idimu and Igondo Ikotin, the play of commerce in Alamosho is not so encouraging. I raise my hat for Alamosho business owners who are able to roughen the weather, and I do not blame Alamosho leaders for the low level of commerce in Alamosho. I will rather hope that Sanwo-Olu's administration is able to achieve the power generation mandate. This achieved, businesses naturally will thrive. Lagos Power Generation Project. Manufacturing needs constant power supply. Hoteliers need constant power supply, and even the typical everyday welder in his cubic shop needs power to add to economic growth. And should Sanwo-Olu's administration be able to make history, I hope Alamosho will be of top priority. Being the most populated community in Africa's topmost commercial center, we really shouldn't be sitting short in commerce. Expectedly, we should be standing tall.